The Spanish were the first Europeans to arrive here. Then the French ruled the island, followed by the Danes. Finally, the Americans purchased it in 1916. Its remarkable history is not a thing of the past, for here, the vibrantly colored buildings are an important part of today. It's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to the radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
David Goldstein lives in the largest city on the island of St. Croix.
In comparison to our great cities of today, it seems quite small and puny.
Yet that city of Kristianstad was, and still is, a city that intrigues visitors from around the world.
Kristianstad was the height of civility. It was a civilized, planned community. It was under extremely tight control. Everything was controlled down to a T by the Danish government, and it was a highly civilized and cosmopolitan world where people were coming from all over the world to just be here on this island.
This was and continues to be an important city in the Caribbean.
It was the seat of power for the Danish enterprise here in their colony. It then became the seat of power for the United States Navy, and then was the seat of power and currently the shared seat of power for the territory of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
The Danes owned St. Croix from 1733 to 1916 when it was sold to the U.S. Much remains from the days of Danish control. Many of the oldest and most historic buildings are part of Kristianstad National Historic Site.
We comprise six buildings. It's a well-preserved 18th century fort. We have an 1830s customs house. We have the 1749 Guinea and West India Company warehouse, which was the nerve center for the Danish slave trade and sugar trade.
It's truly a remarkable city, a Danish city, now American, sharing the stories of centuries through its many historic sites. Traveling the countryside in Kristianstad, St. Croix, I'm Andrew McCrae.